Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking regulatory issues with Craig Uden of NCBA in just a moment.
It could be one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU has teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers not one but two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus has delivered huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus is raising the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
There are so many regulations that the Obama administration has thrown out there that could have impact on the cattle industry these days. Everything from dietary guidelines to the fresh beef imports that could come in from South America to the waters of the U.S. clean water rule that is set to go into effect as of the end of this month. Craig Uden is the National Vice President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's in the feedlot business as well as in the ranching business in Nebraska, and he says that top of his mind right now has to be that clean water rule.
We're dealing with a lot of things. WOTUS comes to mind right now. WOTUS is a big issue. We've asked and continue to ask that they set that aside and go back. And anytime you formulate a law without rules, you're asking for issues. Being a feedlot operator, I'm a CAFO. So it is a great challenge to operate your own facility under regulations that change periodically and all the time. Mm-hmm. You may spend $50,000 to comply. Three years later, they may want you to do something totally different. So it's a big intrusion, and it leaves interpretation out there, and there's no set rules. So that's a big issue. Country of origin labeling has been a huge issue, and we've got Canada and Mexico ready to file tariffs on our product and $3 billion. Now, people say, well, we can trade somewhere else. But these guys are 30% of our export business, $3 billion. And if we had to consume that, that'd be somewhere in the 2% to 3% range on a volume basis, dollar-wise.
Big issues, most certainly, on the policy side. Also, some big things going on the Federation side for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, including that move a couple of years ago away from traditional advertising to an all-digital advertising campaign. Craig Uden says, not easy for cattle producers to necessarily get their arms around that idea of abandoning traditional advertising.
That was very hard. One thing, I used to be the chairman of the Federation years ago, and advertising has always been a buzzword, and to move to the digital was a real step out of the box. And when you look at the millennials, this is how they travel. I was asking two young ladies that were going into VOAG profession 2 days ago, how do you get your information? And they say 9 out of 10 of them will go to the net, and that's where they're going to do their business. And, you know, the Generation X's use it an awful lot, too, and the bloggers. So it is where we're going to touch the consumer in this country.
Cattle Industry Vice President Craig Uden. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Rod Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.